With WMUK News, I'm Savilla Mann. Western Michigan University is holding a ceremony today in honor of LGBT students. But before there was Lavender graduation at Western, there was Lavender Morning, a lesbian group and newsletter founded in Kalamazoo in 1979. Some members say the community they found there saved their lives. Lavender Morning held a reunion last fall at People's Church in Kalamazoo. Member Cynthia Bostwick told WMUK what happened in the early 80s after she walked into Pandora Books, a store owned by River Arts Ifland that served as a hub for the lesbian community.
I stumbled into Pandora during a time when I was having my first relationship with a woman, the woman I'm married to now, and discovered Lavender Morning and promptly went back to my hometown in Pawpaw and open a post office box so that I could get Lavender Morning without my mother knowing.
How old were you at the time?
Believe it or not, probably 24, 23 or 24.
But you didn't want your mom to know that you were receiving the
newsletter? No. My mother was a feminist, but she very much believed in the Lavender Menace idea of feminism.
So you started getting the newsletter at your P.O. box, and what else? Were you going to dances? What else did you do?
Not really, but I joined one of River's groups, coming out groups, and eventually talked my then-girlfriend, now wife, into coming, and we formed then, we got involved in a community, which is really essential to well-being, and those were back in the days when it was still fairly risky. Although it wasn't as risky as it was back in the, 50s, 60s, 70s, but it was still risky to come out to people still. I try to explain this to my 13-year-old son now about how now it's hip to be lesbian or gay. Back then it was a struggle.
Yeah, when you're explaining it to him, when you're explaining the risks, what are the risks that you're explaining that you face?
Like, you could have lost your job. My mother certainly would have kicked me out. In fact, she did kick me out. My grandmother disinherited me. My sisters, for a long time, were estranged from me because of who I chose to love. And now, that's all come full circle, and we've reconciled all those. But it was tough then. And Lavender Morning was a lifeline. And the people who put it together and got it out should be recognized as people who saved lives, truly.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that. You were saying to Michelle that the group really saved your life.
I contemplated suicide many times before I was able to leave my mom's home and move in with my partner. I wouldn't have been able to do that without the group that River put together and without Lavender Morning and knowing there were other women in Kalamazoo who were welcoming and could have a community. It was painful. And without that lifeline, I probably wouldn't be here today.
You were saying that you try to explain to your son how things have changed, and so you do feel though that things have changed. I mean, for the better?
Oh, definitely for the better. I mean, my partner and I of many years married 6 years ago in Washington, D.C., and then, 3 years ago, I think, then our marriage became legal in Michigan. My wife has been able to now file a step-parent adoption to be another parent to my son. And, it's just a much different world. I don't quiver in fear introducing Linda as my wife. He freely talks about the fact he has two moms. And because he's adopted, he actually has three moms. He has a birth mom and then us two. Poor kid, he's mothered to death. But it's, it's much different from the way it was then. And we still have a ways to go. We still worry when we travel in the South. We're a little more circumspect, but it's much better.
Did you say your mom came around eventually, or she didn't?
No, she did. She came around eventually.
How eventually?
Well, it probably took her 5 good years. And then by that point, I was a licensed attorney and somebody she could be proud of. And so then it became something she could accept. But it took a while.
Cynthia Bostwick is a lawyer and writer who lives in Ann Arbor. She sat down with WMUK at a reunion for Kalamazoo lesbian group Lavender Morning. For WMUK, I'm Savella Mann.